The Holy Gospel this day, a reading from the book of St. John in the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Each branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. This is one of the tougher texts to preach because it's a mixed metaphor. It's two things happening all at once. We have a vine and branches. On the other hand, we have abiding. The two do go together in different ways. Let me start with a couple of branches I encountered this past week. I was talking to the community association president, and he lives in the area that's just east of Remax Field, where we play baseball professionally or semi-professionally. They were doing a river cleanup, and they were cleaning the trails and so on and so forth, and everything was fine until he came around one corner and he noticed a large blue bag. It was full of claws. And immediately he went, oh, no. And so he called over those who were cleaning that area, and he said to the couple, do you know what you have done? And they said, yeah, we cleaned up the stuff all over that tree. And he said, no, what you've done is you've created a huge problem. Now, the problem's there anyway, because there is disagreement between its usage and the guys who use the trail. They don't see eye to eye on this. What this tree stands on a designated spot for our native people, and they use it as part of ceremony. They use it as part of remembrance. And these claws have representation and meaning to them, and they hang them on the branches of the tree. And he went, oh, no. So he pruned them up a little bit and told them, if you see any more, don't move them. That said, he then had the wonderful task of calling the local native elder, who promptly pruned him. One example. On the other hand, Jesus says we need to be involved and grounded in him, in God, in all the gifts, as Lego mentioned, all the gifts that come out of that, because when you do that, life is so fascinating and interesting and fruitful, because you never know where you're going to get to serve people, to talk to. It's wonderful that way. By the same token, that means we've got to do something we're really not good at in Canada. We got to rest in the Lord. We got to be in the Lord. We're not good at that. We're doing it. We're fixing it. Or on the other hand, sometimes we're fiddling with it. If you want to see fiddling, there have been several pronouncements in the last 2 or 3 months about what we're doing with things like university courses and university professors. There have been curriculum developments for our schools. There have been healthcare notices about how we're going to do things now. See, we're good at doing it our way. And Jesus goes, no, I want you to do it my way. I want you to do it God's way. And when you do it my way, you give out these important gifts. You give out love. You give out forgiveness. You give out eternity. That's what Easter is all about. Now, on the other hand, we don't necessarily have to use a lot of words to do it. Here's the second branch I want to offer you. A friend of mine called from Ontario and had this happen this past week. Yeah, okay, the weather's a lot warmer down there, yes. He's already mowed the grass twice. Never mind. Anyway, what is happening is they're doing all the spring cleaning. And he's so looking forward to the May long weekend to do more. In doing that, he did what he always does at the end of April. He got the car out. Now, this car is his car only. This is a 1969 Mustang cherry red, white interior with chrome wheel covers. He only gets it out this time of year. And he polishes and shines it, makes sure he takes it down to the car wash and all this. And that's where it happened. He had taken along the rest of the family and they were going shopping at the mall where the car wash was. He pulled up and he's drying it off so carefully. I mean, this is the kind of guy who armor-alls the wheels. He shines it. While he's doing that, he's on the outside of the parking lot and sitting there on the curb right next to a bus stop is a guy you wouldn't normally notice. A bum. Or he looks like a bum. Until he opens his mouth at my friend, he turns to him and he says, oh, nice ride. I remember being in one of those at one time. And he looks at the man and he looks at his circumstance and he goes, well, guy looks like he needs help. So this is the first time he asked, do you need help? And the man says, don't we all? That's not what he expected, because this man has yet to ask him for any money whatsoever. He goes on drying off the car, and this man's presence continues to bother him. So he says to him again, are you sure you don't need any help? And he says again that same line, don't we all? Well, he's about done polishing and everything, and he's about to head back around towards the stores. And again, this guy's bothering him. He says to him one more time, do you need help? And again, the man says that same line. And he said at that point, he said, God spoke to me like I was getting whacked in the head. And he said, I think you need a little extra food money. And he gave him enough money to ride the transit in that area all day long, as well as cover all his meals. And he said, that man was there so that my life would be changed and altered, and I'd look more carefully at those who are around me. Now, a lot of us have done, me included, a lot of pruning in the last week or so. What needs pruning in our lives, dear friends, and what do you see God doing in all of that? Amen.